Welcome to Guardians of the Sacred. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are excited. We've been taking a break for a little while. We're getting ready for our launch in GB and Urban City, and I'm excited for Donovan Ross and John Green, who are our CEOs, respective of those organizations. Donovan Ross is leading Urban City, our global network dedicated to the African-American diaspora. And he's doing some wonderful work. It's a really kind of large entity, and I'm proud of it. They're both visionaries. John is a visionary, as well as Donovan's a visionary as well. They're both visionary leaders. And so they're helping to push this new world into being, and we're using the media to do so. And one of the beautiful things about this new world, we've been talking about that for some time. I was reading some stuff about, the old mentality of, how people wanted everything to be shaped in their image. And we have to remember that we are our own individual people, our own individual selves. And our spirits are unique. Our energies are always unique. We're not to be other people. This is one of the reasons why people go through challenges in life. Reason you go through challenges is to get other people out of you and you to find your own footing. And the quicker you get your own footing and listen to yourself, the faster things happen for you. You can't be anybody else. And this is one of the reasons why we don't entertain any negativity. This is why it's important as guardians. One of the things is we're continually sending out love and light. Light is enlightenment. It enlightens the mind. Love is enlightenment to the mind. It removes any kind of negativity. Negativity is toxicity. It's toxicity, and it doesn't belong inside of us. Your spirit doesn't know it. Your energy does not know it. Your energy is an energy of love, empowerment, and wisdom. It's love. Love incarnate. It's the energy of the universe. And for you to change that energy into something that it's not, can cause you a lot of toxicity. It can cause a lot of problems. But when, as guardians, when we send out love and light, we begin to change the very fabric of the world around us. It's just by our presence, because that love will exude from us. That's what happens with love. Love exudes from you. And so because love exudes from you, it precedes you also because it comes from your inner self. When you have light, darkness cannot be in the same place as light. Everything is exposed in the light. That's what happens when you walk into your kitchen and there's darkness. Once you turn it on, things are exposed. And that's what light does. Light exposed the darkness. I told you about that dream I had about Guardian, the superhero. He was guardian of the realm, and he just a scary fellow. He was strong and he was full of authority, and he was battling the darkness, the dark things. I always equate him with Dr. Fate and Dr. Strange from Marvel, from DC and Marvel Universe. That's one of our characters. He's one of our characters on our TV network. I'm excited for him. And, that's Guardian, the Mystic. So we have him. And that's one of the things. We have him as our superhero on GB Network. But I remember having that dream about him. And in the dream, he was battling things, and he just said, "Spirits of love and light, we come to set things right. Reveal to us those things which seek to maim and destroy, and the innocent lift up and restore." And people in that room saw the darkness around them, and they saw it was nothing. It was just silhouettes. All it was silhouettes. In order for silhouettes to be, or shadows to be there, there needs to be light in people's lives. Light has to be there for a silhouette to exist. Everything comes from the light. So for you to see a shadow, there needs to be something, a greater source to see that shadow. This is how it is in our own lives. When we see shadows of things, or dark places, it's because the light is shining. And that's important to remember, that if we can see a shadow, that means there's a light behind it. The light always has to be present for the darkness to exist. That's how it is. It's just that way with the moon. The moon has no light of its own. It gets it from the sun. Even though the sky is dark, the sun gives the moon the light. And it's the same thing in our lives. as we are sending out love and light, we will see shadows of things. And when you see shadows, we have to remember that there's light behind it. In order for a shadow to exist, there has to be light to see that shadow, or else it would just be pure darkness. This is why we do not be afraid of when we see things, even in our own lives, of dark places, because there's light in that dark place to show the shadows, in order to see the shadows. It's the same thing in the world around us. We see the shadows of people. We get around people and they begin to change. We see parts of their behavior and their behavior begins to shift. Because one of the things about love is love feeds the light. Love feeds the spirit. Love is also light. And it's where we get the word enlightenment, where we get the word brilliance. It's also where we get the word ideas, love. The concept of ideas come from love. This is one of the reasons why in business, because we're guardians, we will send out love and light into the region. We will always get ideas for the good of humanity. That's where it comes from. That you've seen that, we talked about this before, that light bulb that's above somebody's head. That's an idea, because love is light. When you think about humanity, you will always have an idea to help alleviate people's suffering and pain. I've told you about Nick. Nick's gotten that. He's doing his company is doing orphan drugs to help alleviate people's pains. Drugs that people just can't get. You know, he's developing drugs. We're doing that for our global company, Doctorate. And so you're developing cancer drugs and immunotherapies here in Atlanta. It's an Atlanta-based company. We're doing 35 healthcare companies here. You're doing this. And this is one of the important things as guardians. We will not only do the spiritual work, we will also get the physical work. And also remember that love renews our spirit, our energy. Our energy will go forth from us. The more we give out the love, the more we will get it. It renews our energy and it strengthens our energy. That's what love does. When love comes into a room, it strengthens you. And so that's one of the things, because it's a source of your energy. It's going to replenish your energy. This is one of the reasons why we get out of toxic relationships, because love replenishes our energy in our good relationships. Because toxic relationships they're designed to just take away. But when we're in loving relationships, we will begin to be fed. All right, because love feeds the energy between the two of us, and it will cause us to be who we're supposed to be. That's what love does. Love sees the real us and causes us to be who we are supposed to be, and not people's opinions and people's thoughts. When somebody loves you, it's true. Love can't be fake. It has to be sincere. And so when somebody loves you truly, they want you to be everything that you're supposed to be, and they want you to have everything that you're supposed to have. This is important. That's why we don't have racism or hate or homophobia or misogyny in these things. You can't have hate and love in the same space. Either you have hate or you have love. Hate produces insecurity and harm and self-centeredness and all these kinds of other things. So you can't have love and hate in the same place. Somebody that loves you can't hate you at the same time. This is one of the reasons why we have to realize how toxic relationships, this is men and women. I'm dealing with that situation with people. I was dealing with it. I was talking to a young man yesterday about that. He got out of a toxic situation. He was 22 at the time, and he got out of it and he began to work on himself for a year. And he learned how toxic it was. It's the same thing here. Right now, Donovan Ross has a company called Black and Vocal dealing with the same sort of things, teaching people what toxic relationships look like and how to enter into positive, loving, deeper relationships. And this is really important that people understand what it is. When you encounter true love, it seems strange at first because it doesn't want anything from you, but it's giving everything to you. That's what love does. Love gives everything to you. Love gives you everything. It doesn't want anything from you. It gives you everything. Because love just keeps on giving without any strings attached. That's why it's called unconditional. This is why people who want things from you don't truly love you. They want material things. But when you encounter true love, the material things don't even matter because you just have a pure heart of love. That's what love will teach you to do, is to be pure in your heart. This is what we do as gardens. We interact with the universe on that level of purity. And that becomes the way we are. The more you're interacting with the universe on that level of purity, that's what you become. You become that because that's what you're focused on. And this is why we focus on ourselves, because our lives will begin to manifest in such an abundance. It's ridiculous. Things will be easy and effortless. This is a part of just working on yourself on a day-to-day basis. As most guardians know, we have a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom. And so when we're focused on ourselves, that empowerment teaches us who we are. People's thoughts and opinions don't matter because it's not coming from us. Anything that comes from us is us. And it's always positive and uplifting. That's what it is. It's always going to be positive and it's always going to be uplifting. People's thoughts and opinions are about themselves. That's what they call these projections. This is what the world does, project its evil or its insecurities or its hate onto other people. But when we get set free from the world, we begin to see ourselves. You can see it clearly in people's auras. People will just tend to have a golden aura around them of purity, because we understand as guardians, love has no time or space. And this is important to remember, because love has no time or space. We can send that energy all over the world and people will instantly feel it. And I remember several people telling me that when they feel love, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. To know that somebody loves you. People tell me that all the time. I had a friend named Errol to say that, she said love is a good feeling. She told me that in 2013. I had another friend of mine here, Dalton, tell me that somebody loves you. You can feel it in your heart, and you can feel that somebody loves you. It's a good feeling. This is why, it's free, and it costs us nothing. People that harm us, a lot of times they're moving out of woundedness and pain. And we can send them love so that they can alleviate that pain. That's what happens with wounded people. People want to be loved. They want to be healed. Love is a healing energy. When you love, it's healing. You can't have toxicity and love in the same place, because love begins to heal the heart. All it does is takes one encounter with love to heal you. That's all it does. A person's energy, a person's presence, it just takes one encounter of love to begin the process to heal you. And when you're around that as guardians, we have to remember that when we're surrounding people full of love, they feel that healing. A lot of times people resist it because those dark places or those dark things in their lives are trying to convince them to stay where they are. But love seeks to heal them and to set them free of those dark things and those dark spaces. And that's what happens in our lives, because our spirits are so full of love. When we go into a place, people are finding themselves in the reality of their selves, that love exudes us, love, and it casts out the darkness. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of times as guardians, we will encounter conflict with people around us, because as Denzel Washington said, that demon inside that person don't like the light inside of you or the love inside of you. But we're to persist in what we're doing. Some people won't ever change because the demon inside of them don't like the love inside of you. But most people will respond positively to that love because it will uplift them. It will show them their true selves. They will see the reality of themselves and they will begin to make the changes. This is so important to remember, especially in this world where we can seem like so many conflicts are going forth every single day. But when we are walking in love, people can see the reality of themselves, and those dark spaces and places that have harmed them are eliminated and they're gone. That's what love will do, because they begin to get enlightenment of themselves. Their spirits are fed, their hearts are fed, their energy, and they begin to see the true them. And that's really amazing. That's what relationships are, a reflection of who we are. And this is why we raise our mentalities and our expectation level, because we begin to see the people in our lives are a reflection of us. And that's what love presents, a reflection. Love is a mirror of ourselves. It can be a mirror of ourselves where we want to go. We encounter people where we want to go and the things we want. Or it can be a mirror of the relationships all around us, because love is a mirror. You know, your relationships are often a mirror of the people around you. If you everybody's negative and toxic and everybody's just, you know, discouraging, you know, that's a mirror of what's going on around you. But then you can be around people that are successful and happy and healthy. That's also a mirror of what you have. You are attracting that. Everything's attracted by the energy of the universe. Energy attracts its own. It's just like water. Water will find its own. But same thing with energy. Energy attracts its own. Negative energy always attracts other negative people. But people of love always attract each other. And this is really super important. You can't, negative energy can't be with positive energy, because positive energy always repels it. Our energy, our aura, you have to be the same. You know, the aura comes from the heart. And so because that's the case, positive energy always will respond to positive energy and in positive people. That's a promise. You know, that love that exudes you will always exude you. And that's your choice. That's a choice people make. Love is a choice people make. You choose to love people. That negativity is also a choice. That jealousy, that hate, all that's a choice. You choose to stay in a place of jealousy. You choose to stay in a place of hate, and you create the life that you desire in that way. That's because that's what's in your mentality. That's what's in your heart. And so you begin to attract that. One of the things that happens when a person is jealous is that they stay there. If they decide to stay there and keep that jealousy in their heart, their energy becomes darker and it becomes a reality on their face. You can see it physically on their face. You will begin to see it. That's why a lot of people often wear what's in their heart on their face. And that's what's important. You see what's in your heart on your face. That's what people do oftentimes. And so, you know, that's why, you know, some people are just, you know, just hateful, and they look older than they're supposed to, or they look, you know, it's because it's on their face, because it's in their aura. That's what's in their heart. That hate is in their heart. So that's what they wear on their face. You can see it physically on their face. That's why some people age older. You see people that are 20, 25, or actually 35, and they look like they're 65. It's because of that hate that's in their heart. Their hearts are reflecting the hate, and their face are reflecting the hate. Your face is a mirror. And so if you have hate in your heart, it's reflected on your face. This is why we get rid of it, because hate and all these negative energies produce health issues. They have impact on our physical health and our mental health. Hate has a very big impact on your mental health. Jealousy has a big impact on your mental health. This is why I encourage everybody to let go of your past. You want to improve your mental health, then you get away from things and people that are the detriment of it. This is why the universe will send us away from certain things to let us have some time with ourselves, so we can listen to ourselves. That hate, you know, that people have is a detriment to them. This is why you get free of them, and then you realize you don't even miss them. You know, because you know what people don't understand is that negativity wants you to be comfortable in your negativity. And, you know, these things are not normal. You have to understand these things are not normal. And so, but when we as guardians are continuing to send out the love and the light, we are causing people to awaken to the real them, the heart, what's in their heart. That's something that, you know, no one else has any control over the heart except for you. You decide what's in your heart. The universe has written your life on your heart. Abundance is written on your heart. That good life is written on your heart. This is one of the reasons why we begin to understand love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control, because it's written in your heart. These things are the inner you. This is why when you encounter love, you know, when we send out love to people, they begin to see what's in their own hearts and what they want to accomplish. And, you know, all they need to do is encounter the energy of love. And that begins to show them. That's the mirror, because they encounter that energy. They see what's in their true heart, and they begin to do the work. Love begins to talk to them. I have a friend named Kay. You know, I spent most of last year with her, and she just began to change. She could see transformation. She wanted to change. And so I spent pretty much all year and she made some goals to become a realtor and to do better in her life. And that's what she did. Every day she made the change. Every single day I watched her, you know, study hard. She could see the things that I had done and I accomplished, and it inspired her to be where she's supposed to be. And she did. And today, now she has three companies that she's working on, and she's an entrepreneur. And so that's what happens when we encounter love and, you know, people get inspired. They begin to change. They don't stay in the same place. You know, and that's one of the beautiful things about our lives as guardians. We are listening to the energy of love, which is always going to uplift people. It's always going to be, because it's in our spirit, we put it there. It's going to uplift people and make sure people have what they're supposed to have in this life. It's the law of love. It's the highest law in the universe, and there's nothing anybody can do to change it. This is why, you know, I've gone over the, you know, the whole law of love from John Randolph Price, the Abundance article. That's the law of love. And as guardians, when we send out love and light, we are walking by that law all the time, because it's the highest law in the universe. And so as we close on this today, I want to read you this law so that we always understand what's going on, which is really super important to understand this law. As I stated again, because, you know, we're living by the law. The law of this is the omniscience of the energy of the universe. Omniscience means all knowing. Omniscience. Science is knowing. Science is based on facts you can back up. That's what omniscience. Omni, all, and then science. It's the science of the universe. Basically, it's the science of the universe. Then this is what it says: the all-knowing science is knowing. It's based on facts and things you cannot dispute. This is the way it is, and nothing can change my mind. You are forever whole and flawless, abundantly supplied with every good thing, experiencing love at every counter, enjoying success and fulfillment in every activity of life, and remaining eternally in a state of gladness, joy, and contentment. That's the law of love. And so this is one of the things that we are sending out, and this is one of the things as guardians we're going to experience all the time, because we're focused on love and sending out love. We're focused on the law of love. That's the highest, and that's what it is, fulfillment in everything. You're abundantly supplied with every good thing. And so as guardians, we continue to do this. We're sending out love and light. Other people, when they feel that energy, that's the energy of the universe. When they feel that energy, that's exactly what they're doing. They're experiencing everything as they're supposed to. That's the law. And this is why we continue to do this on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Guardians of the Sacred. Thank you for joining me.